We are learning Masech L'Soita, Daf Yud Zayin Amad Beis, and we're beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amad Aleph. The Mishnah is talking about the Ksiva of the Megillah Soita. We have before the Mishnah says what you write, which one of the klolos you write on this Megillah, we have three Ramachlaikis. Now the Mishnah discusses what do you write it on, because the halach is that it has to be written on a sefer that could be erased in the water. So it says in the Mishnah, you can't write it on a luach of eitz. You can't write it on like a board, a wooden board. You're not allowed to write the Megillah on that, and not on paper. Rashi says paper is made out of grass. What is paper made out of? Made out of grass that's glued together, and that becomes like a cloth, but that's no good. That's not good for the ksivas Megillah Soita. V'loy al Hadiftero, you can't write it on diftero, which is hide, which is not mu'ubud, it's not worked in called sarkai, completely like Rashi speaks out, because usually the way they make cloth is, it's a three-step process. First they salt it, then they soak it in flour and water, at the end they use something called afatzim, I think it's gallnuts, they scrub it with this, and until you do that, it's not called cloth, it's not kosher cloth, it's called diftera. It's only, all it is hides that were salted and soaked in flour and water, but it was not, you didn't use the afatzim. So that is not kosher for this Megillah Soita. What do you have to use? El Megillah, you have to use a cloth that's fully worked on, that has all three steps. Shenem is in the Pasuk, it says basefer, it says vakosav basefer, sefer means cloth, therefore it has to be kosher cloth. Ve'ena kosev, and the ink you use, you can't use loiva kumis loiva kankatim. Kumis is like sap from a tree that they melt down and make it into ink. Like a kankatim is, I think it's black, like polish they use for shoes. That type of ink also cannot be used. Ve'chol ve'chol dava shereishim, and not anything that it stains forever, because it has to be something that's erasable. Ela b'diyoy. The only thing you use is what we call diyoy. And diyoy is made out of also some type of sap of a tree, Rashi says. But it's what we call diyoy. We know when we write the sefer Torah, right? With diyoy, has to be used. The ink you have to use is called diyoy. And that is can be erased. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk. Umacha, it says in the Pasuk, you have to erase. It says the full lashon of the Pasuk is, V'kosav esa oli sa'ila ha'koyim by sefer. Umacha el mehamarim. It has to be erased on the mehamarim. So therefore, it has to be ksav shiyocheli machis. Therefore, it has to be a ksav, an ink that can be erased, which is diyoy, and not like kumus and kankatoim, which cannot be erased. Zok the Gemara, more halachas of the Megillah Soita. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rava. Megillah Soita shekosva balayla psula. If you write the Megillah, if the Kohen writes the Megillah at night, it's possible. My taima, what's the reason? We'll see later on in the sugya, maybe on the Yudches, about writing it l'shma. The tzad has to be written l'shma. It's written l'shem l'saita. When do you write the saita? It has to be by day. It can't be by night. By time. What's the reason? Asya, we learn out the Shava, Torah, Ksiv Hacha, it says over here, by saita, it says in the Pasuk, V'asala ha'koyin iskala Torah azayis. The Ksiv Hasam, it says, by din, dine Torah, apia Torah she'arucha va'al ha'mishpat. And we learn, Ma Mishpat, just like Mishpat, we know, has to be Dafka by Yoim, has to be by day. Af Megillah Soita by Yoim. Mishpat means Din Torah. So Rashi says the Makar is Mahoya by Yoim Hanchiloi. Tosis doesn't like that so much, because that's not really the Pasuk of Din. Tosis says, called the Masl Ma, Tosis says, Kom might say Soita, Afina Mahacha, Paragraze Megillah, the Hashkar by Yoim. And Rashi, that's, you know, the whole din hashkar is by Yom. Our chiddush of Rava is that even the writing of the Megillah also has to be written by Yom. The Mishnah Megillah already tells us that the hashkar has to be by Yom. Now we're saying even more, even it has to be written by Yom. So Tosfos says further, he brings out Rashi says, Ma mishpat by Yom. So he says, B'yom achila is banav. So Tosfos v'stavra, the Pia Torah Ksiv Gabi Zokin Mamre, this pasuk is talking about Zokin Mamre, and it's talking about Dina Fashas there, and B'yom achila is talking about Dina Mamres. So he brings another raya that it has to be by Yoim. Mishpat has to be by Yoim from the pasuk Hukah Yisam Lashem, Neged HaShemesh. They learn it has to be by Yoim. So Hakaponim, and we're learning out from Dinei Nefashos, not from Dinei Mamonos. That since Dinei Nefashos has to be by Yoim, so therefore here also has to be by Yoim. And he says, Tosfos is not an afkamina, because Dinei Nefashos, the halacha is tzad tchilas ha-din and tzad gemar din has to be by Yoyim. Hashem and Dinei Mamonos, as long as you start by day, you can finish at night. He says, this is more like Dinei Nefashos than Dinei Mamonos, that Soita has to be completely by day. Akaponim, we learn out from this pasuk, Torah. Here it says Va'asala Kainas Kol Torah. It says by Saita, and it says by Zaki Mamre, which is a Zaki who does not listen to Bezdin. Apia Torah Sheirucha Vala Mishpat. Just like that, Mishpat B'Yoyim. Like we say, Machlekes Rashi Torah says, what's the Makar? But Mishpat Din Torah has to be B'Yoyim. Afigil Saita B'Yoyim. Another halacha that's regarding Megillah Saita. Kosva Lemafreya. If you wrote it and not Keseder, is Psula the Chsev Kosva Sa'alois Ha'ela. Kidiksiva, Ha'ela's mash must be in order. Kidiksiva, Rashi says, what's the example of Afreya? So we know the Pasuk says, Latzpais betem v'limpa yerech, that the betem will blow up, will get bloated, v'lampa yerech. It says, if you're right, yerech v'lampa betem latzpais, then it's no good. So, but some have a kasha, l'chayra, stam if you write that, it makes no sense. Turiyev and Megillah has this kasha. The l'chayra stam, if you write it in that way, it has no meaning. So it's stam that problem. Therefore, other mafarshim speak out that it means that you wrote the psukim out of order, where it makes sense, but you wrote the psukim out of order. So there, that's what kosva freya means. The next halacha, third halacha that Rav is adding on, kosva koydim shetakavala shvua. If you wrote the Megillas Soita before shetakavala shvua psula, shenema, it says in pasuk vishbia, and she says amen amen. That's in pasuk Chof Aleph and Chof Beis, I think it is. The dear Pasuk says, yeah, at the end of Chof Beis, Pasuk says, Omri Yisha Amen Amen, in the Pasuk Chof Beis, and Pasuk Chof Gimel says, V'kosav Esa Olay Zayla. So you see, it's after she accepts the Shvua, could you write the Megillah Saita? Says, Zokt Rav, if you write the Megillah before the Shvua, it's possible. Fourth Halacha, Kosva Igeres, which means, Rashi learns, means you didn't do Sirtut. The halacha is that when you write a cloth, you have to make these lines called Sirtut. But if it doesn't have Sirtut, it's not called a Megillah, it's called a Igeres. In order to something called a Sefer, a Megillah has to have Sirtut. But Rashi says that a Geres, below Sirtut, is a Geres below Sirtut. Because the Pasuk says, B'Sefer, and Lachamash Mashina, that Svarim need Sirtut. That's what Rashi learns. That Rashi says, Lachamash Mashina, Svarim Zirgan Sirtut. I in Toisvis, a big Arichas on this. Akaponim, so therefore it has to be written with Sirtut. That's the Lachamash Mashina when it says Svarim. And some Rishonim arguing this. They hold it's not a din of Sefer Torah. There's a whole shot of Sefer Torah needs Sirtut or not. According to Rashi, every Sefer needs Sirtut. That's a Lach Mashina. All Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. Ayin Tosh is a big tumult. When do you need Sirtut? When you don't need Sirtut? Zokta Gemara Vayta. Not a fifth. We learn a fifth and a sixth psul that Rav is adding on. Kosva Shnei Dafim. If you wrote it on two different columns, you didn't write it on one. You wrote two different amudim, like you have a Gemara, Amud Aleph Amud Beis, or you have Yudzayin Amud Beis Yuches Amud Aleph. You wrote like that, two amudim. Psula, it's possible because Sefer Echad Amar Rachmanav Aloi Shnayim Ushloisha Svarim, not two or three Svarim. That's how Rashi learns what it means. Rashi says Kedafin Shesef Torah Suim Amudim. That's what it means. There are Rishonim who take issue with this and learn a little different. The sixth halacha that Rav is teaching us is Kosav Oisachas Amachak. You didn't write the whole parashat. You wrote one ois in the parashat and you erased it in the water. Oisachas and you erased it. Kosav Oisachas Amachak Oisachas. Kosav Oisachas Amachak Oisachas. So on and so forth. Psula is possible. Siv Oslakar is Kolat Harazois. This Kolat is Mashmad. You have to write the whole Megillah at once and then you erase it. Like Rashi says, if you put a mocha on mine, mechaz because of Yisrael, mocha at Shehishlam as kula, it's possible. Because if it's called Torah, she take kula kecher, all has to be at once. The erasing has to be all at once. So you have to have an entire Megillah all at once.